Next item is subdivision 2006-51, Wolf Properties Incorporated, reconsideration of conditions of approval.
When I sent the, excuse me, the notes out to each of you, I provided a letter from the applicant. They're requesting the commission reconsider condition of approval that the community wastewater disposal area be relocated. I provided each of you with a copy of that letter, and that's all I have unless you have any questions, and the applicant and his attorney over here.
Okay, well, we'll invite you on up. Chair recognizes Mr. Fuquay.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. For the record, my name is Jim Fuquay. I'm an attorney here in Georgetown. I represent the applicant, which is Wolf Properties, Inc., and Jim Wolf is with me. This involves a subdivision, Tuscany Creek, which is a 181-lot subdivision that was approved in April. The approval was subject to 11 conditions. Mr. Wolf filed a request for reconsideration of what I'll refer to as condition number 8 in the letter that was sent out approving it. And basically, that condition had two parts to it. The first part requires a community central sewer system, which, of course, is okay. There's no question about that. The second part required that the treatment plant and the disposal area be relocated from what was the northern parcel to the southern parcel. The subdivision was separated by a street, and basically that was a requirement of approval. I was not involved in the application itself, but from reviewing the file and reviewing the minutes, I believe that the reason for the relocation was in response to concerns expressed by one of the adjacent property owners, which was Mrs. Tamara Ward, and she owned the closest house to the site where the disposal area would be. The request for reconsideration is to amend condition number 8 to permit the sewer to remain on the northern parcel subject to certain conditions, and there's two main points that we believe support the request. The first one is that, as Mr. Wolf explained in his letter that he submitted on April 25th, when this proposed development started, there was preliminary soil studies done of the site. The site and the studies did not find any adequate suitable areas for the system on the south parcel, but it did find suitable soils on the north parcel. At that time, Mr. Wolf had additional soil studies done on the south side, because it was his intention to have it on the south side, but those studies again confirmed that there were no suitable areas on the south side. So from that, the planning of the development proceeded utilizing the north parcel. Soil studies were reviewed by DENREC, the site was inspected by DENREC, and a feasibility approval was issued by DENREC as to the northern site. As you know, unlike a recreation area or open space, which can be moved from one spot to another, a location for a sewer and disposal area is totally dependent on the soil conditions. Basically, in these circumstances, it's a north site that actually is suitable for that. The second point, which is probably more important, is explained in Mr. Wolf's letter of June 10th. Basically, there were three property owners that actually are adjacent to the proposed north disposal area site. At the public hearing, two of those property owners had submitted letters in support of the application, and as I said, Mrs. Ward had expressed some concerns about that location. Since the time of that hearing, Mr. Wolf has had further conversations with Mrs. Ward and basically has enhanced the buffers and done some other things, which I'll explain, which Mrs. Ward finds acceptable. And in addition, Mr. Carbell from Artesian Resources also met with Mrs. Ward and further explained how the system works, and she actually went, I believe, and visited one of the sites, I think maybe Stonewater, to see what a site actually looked like. In the information that was submitted, there is a letter from Mr. Carbell. There's also pictures of the Stonewater site, which basically shows a disposal field, a fence, and the building. Also, in the information you have there, you'll see a letter dated June 10th, 2008, which basically indicates what improvements would be done to the condition of the disposal area. Basically, three things: forest buffers on one side Mrs. Ward's property, the buffer would be increased to 70 feet. On the other side, it would remain at 50 feet. However, Mrs. Ward has about 100 feet of woods on her property that further insulate the site. That letter talks about the types of trees, the heights of the trees, the separation of the rows, and some detail about how the buffer would be planted. There's some information about the treatment building. It would be placed at least 300 feet from Mrs. Ward's property. And then also there's a sketch there showing the type of construction, how it would look, and some of the particulars about the design. It also would be in earth tone colors. And lastly, the fencing, there would be a vinyl three-rail fence that would be placed around the drain field, giving a pasture look, which is similar to what's shown in the pictures from Stonewater Creek. If you go to page 2 of that letter, you'll see that that was signed by Mrs. Ward, and she is indicating that with those changes that I just mentioned, she would be amenable to the location of the sewer treatment plant on the north site. As I said, I was not present at that hearing, so I don't know everything about that application. But again, from my review of it, I believe Mrs. Ward was the main concern as far as relocating the site to the south side. I will submit to you, I just drafted a proposed revision to condition number 8, if you find that acceptable, which basically says that the development will be served by a community central sewer system, and that details regarding the buffers, the treatment building, and the fencing related to the system shall be in compliance with the applicant's letter dated June 10, 2008, attached hereto and incorporated by reference. And of course, I'm referring to the letter that I just read. And that's really everything I have to offer, other than answering any questions you might have.
Okay. Well, we'll see if anybody has any. Is Ward here? Any chance? No? Okay. Just thought I'd ask.
Do we have a letter from Mrs. Ward?
Yeah, Mr. Gordy, there's one. I think it's right there on top that was in the packet. That references that decision, I think we should probably just refer to.
Yeah, Mr. Gordy, I have it.
I have more copies in case you didn't.
I didn't have one.
I may have had it at one time. I don't know.
The front page shows the conditions, and the second page shows Mrs. Ward accepting those conditions and indicating she had no objection. I'll just go ahead and give those out. I think you have that letter. Okay. Johnson.
Thank you.
Somebody's got the live signature copy.
It's in the one that Mr. Gordy has.
Okay.
Mr. Cooper, do you have another copy?
Okay. David, how big, do you have, recollect how big the south side, how many acres are there?
I have a small sketch here.
The south side, Mr. Gordy, is 122 acres.
Okay, and the north side is
32.49. I know soils can change, but I just have a hard time contemplating that you can't find suitable soils on 122 acres, but you can find them on 32 acres.
And I can't address that other than that that's what the soil scientists have studied, sir.
And it happens to be right by a person's house, that the, you know, where the community stuff is going to be. And that's the reason I did that, because she was concerned and I would be concerned. Whereas if you built this community system on the south side, a person coming in, he doesn't want to be near a community system, he doesn't have to buy that lot. Mrs. Ward doesn't have that option.
Yeah, and I certainly don't disagree with you. I know that when we try to design these, we try to have the disposal areas that in a location that would affect the people buying there more so than someone else, because obviously, you know, that's just fair. However, even under those circumstances, when the disposal areas are within a new subdivision, they really, as construction has indicated, they do not cause any problems, or they would affect those developments. I mean, The technology has changed considerably.
But that person has that option.
Correct.
You know, if he doesn't, if he thinks there's something going wrong, he doesn't have to buy there. But Mrs. Ward or anybody else, you know, either they have to get up and sell theirs or, you know, live with it.
And the only thing different today than when you heard this before is that there has been discussions with Mrs. Ward. She's gone over this.
I didn't know that until.
This occurred since then.
Yeah. That makes all the difference in the world to me that she agrees with it.
Anybody want to see this letter?
I think we've all.
And again, I agree 100%. She is the one most affected that is not part of the development. And again, my only point again is that if she's satisfied, then I think that is a difference.
I don't have any other questions.
Anybody else have any questions?
Nope.
Anyone else have anything for Mr. Fuquay? Mr. Morency, we thank you.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve the reconsideration of condition of approval for the community septic system for Wolf Properties Incorporated, subdivision 2006-51.
As a motion to, let me just make sure I got this straight, as a motion to basically amend the prior, what was it, condition number 8?
Number 8.
Approval?
Yes.
And it's to incorporate, was it to incorporate the conditions that were in the letter of Wolf Properties that Ms. Ward agreed upon?
No, dated June 10th. I should just say in accordance with the
revised condition.
June 10th letter.
Yeah, in accordance with the June 10th letter submitted by the applicant.
Okay. That sounds good.
I'm going to restate it.
Excuse me one second.
Uh-oh.
I had revised that condition, but just forgot to hand it in.
Oh, I was going to say, I was looking for it.
I'm sorry. I think that's...
No, this is the next one.
Oh, is it the wrong one?
Yeah.
Sorry about that. Did I hand that condition?
He gave us this one, yeah. We've already done that.
Oh, I didn't get...
Okay.
Well, oh, here it is. It stopped right here.
Give me the other one back.
I'm taking another swat at it.
Two for... Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve the reconsideration of conditions of approval for amendment number 8 for subdivision 2006-51, Wolf Properties Incorporated. What else? Anything else?
That's it.
Okay, thanks.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the reconsideration of conditions of approval for subdivision 2006-51 Wolf Properties Incorporated in accordance with the proposed revised condition number 8 submitted by the applicant. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?